With me to the 25th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew and stand to your feet as we make our proclamation. St. Matthew chapter 25. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. While you're standing, let's read Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 17. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 17. If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Let us read. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling unto a far country, who called his own servants and delivered them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received five talents went and traded with the same, and made them another 5 talents. Likewise, he that had received 2 talents, he also gained another 2. You may be seated in his presence. Now, if you have paid attention at all, the Lord has already spoken what he wanted me to talk about on today. So think with me shortly from this theme: God has authorized you for increase. God has authorized you for increase. Now see, I'm feeling Sister Young and Pastor Smith. I'm feeling them. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with the rest of y'all. God, repeat after me, God has authorized me for increase. In other words, today is my day. Look at your neighbor and repeat after me. Neighbor, in case you didn't hear it, you got the power.
Lord, have
about 30 days ago, the Lord had moved on us to do something unheard of. Many times we've come together and we all have an agenda by which we work by. But just like in the scriptures, On the fourth Sunday of July, the Lord had come in, yeah, and we distributed talents. Yeah. Everyone among their several ability.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the scriptures here, the owner was going on a far country.
All right.
He had observed everybody that worked for him. How many of you have a boss on your job? Okay. How many of you have a boss in your house? So I want you to understand, he knew he was going on a journey.
Yeah, yeah.
But he had planned to let his men knew, let his people that work for him know how much he had paid attention to them.
All right. He wanted
them to know, I've been watching you use my things in my presence. But now I'm going to show you how much confidence I have in you because I'm leaving you in charge. Somebody say in charge.
In charge.
I'm leaving you in charge. A lot of times when I have my grandchildren and I have to run in somewhere, I tell Jacob to watch Nigel and Deja. I tell Nigel to watch Jacob and Nigel. And then I tell Deja to watch everything else in the car.
All right.
So everybody is in charge.
All right. All
you know, we like to be in charge, don't we?
Amen.
Uh-huh. Who in here don't like to be in charge? Raise your hand. See, I know I'm in the right church. Father, forgive him, for he know not what he said. Anyway, because the owner wanted them to know, I trust you. Does anybody trust you with anything? Has anybody ever spoke confidence in you about anything? I want you to know, these men, these people that he worked for, this was probably their first opportunity to really show what they could do. All this time, they had a watchful eye on them. But for the first time, somebody say first time.
First time.
For the first time, they were going to be able to work without the boss looking over their shoulder. If you were a snake, this would scare you. Mm-hmm. We know some snakes, don't we? Because the snake said, I can only be good when somebody is watching me. But if you are a child of God,
yes,
we do what Hebrews 11 and 6 says. We diligently seek God,
yes,
so that he can reward us for looking to him, the author and finisher of our faith. We have never done this before. So therefore, Lord, if I'm going to make good of it, it's got to be what you give to me. Because I don't know. Somebody say, I don't know. And as we read the scriptures, the men, that the people that went before the Lord and they said, Father, what can I do?
Yeah, yeah.
They took their talents and they laid them before the Lord. And the scripture was true. The Lord, he blessed them. He rewarded them because they put God first.
All right, Pastor.
Mm.
Help us today. Help us.
Lord, have mercy. I can imagine some of them going to, like it says in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, they call those things that be not,
you know,
as
right,
though they were.
You know, that's right.
As a matter of fact, my heart jumped because I remember one of our members came up and she said, Pastor, me and my family, we're going to get $500. I'm like, call it, girl, call it. And then others of you were working with your talent and you didn't know what to do. But in the course of 30 days, after not just looking at me, but going to God, then he opened doors and he opened ways that you could bring forth an increase. Somebody say increase. So when he came back, no, I'm not going to talk about the snake because we on increase. But when the man of the house came back.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones who had diligently sought God,
yeah,
came back with excitement.
Yeah, yeah,
something,
yeah,
just like here at St. John's. They came back and said, look, you gave me five. I got five more. Look, you gave me two. I got two more. I couldn't wait for you to get back.
Yeah.
Do I have anybody in the congregation that couldn't hardly wait for today? Do I have anybody in the congregation that saw what they got just grow beyond the wildest imagination?
Glory to God.
Let's tell you, it's not what we do in these hallowed walls that shows your increase.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's not how many scriptures we read that shows that we're saved and sanctified. It's not even how many times we come to church that shows that we're children of God. But what you do on the outside shows if you're learning anything on the inside. Let me say that again. What you do on the outside shows if you're learning anything on the inside. And as I stand before you, I pray to God that somebody is learning something after hearing scripture and sermon week after week after week. The man that was going on a fourth journey, he wanted to show the people that was with him, you can do more than you think.
All right.
St. John, I came to tell you today, you've been thinking in a little box.
Come on, Pastor.
You've been thinking just one way. But I want you to know God says, kick that box.
Yes, yes.
You are more than you ever dreamed. You are more than a conqueror. You can do exceedingly, abundantly above, more than you ever thought, because God has opened the doors of heaven and pulled you out blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
God has more confidence in us than we have in ourselves. God already knows what we're going to do. That's why when he sent the increase, he was not afraid that we were going to take the money and do like Ananias and Sapphira and say, I didn't get that much. But he knew that when we got the increase, we would raise our hand and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And with every thank you, Lord, came in some more increase. With every hallelujah came some more increase. And they couldn't hardly wait. Even as we sit looking at each other today, some of your hearts are just pounding. Want to tell your story. I got anybody here want to tell their story? You just can't hardly wait, can you? Digging, I need a setup down here. So here it is. I can imagine, just the other day during the Democratic Convention, I can imagine, I told Mother I can imagine how the children of Israel felt when the Lord parted the seas. I can imagine today how you're feeling. Just as the owner came and they were telling their story, St. John, this morning, I want you to see and know we have been thinking in a small box for too long. It's time for us to spread our wings. We have been thinking God is only in one little bitty thing. But now it's time for you to stretch your faith. We have been seeing God do little bitty things, but now to see how God opened the windows of heaven, did any of you see God the last 30 days? Did any of you experience favor in the last 30 days? But God told me to tell you, now you got the power. The past 30 days I've been allowed to go to one of our church members' house of place of employment, and they've got this little sign that says, authorized personnel only. That means you can only go so far.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you today, St. John, kick that door open. You are authorized to go as high as you want to go. Quit putting a ceiling on your blessing. God said, I'll open up the window of heaven. Kick it open right now. Kick it open. He said, you don't know how high God wants to take us. You have no idea how far God wants us to go. You don't even know how much he wants to add to us. On the fourth Sunday of July, some of y'all got scared. What am I going to do with this money? They're giving out real money. That was the snake trying to come out in you. Can somebody say, I ain't no snake? Can somebody say, I ain't no snake?
Now, this is a day of reckoning. How many of you recognize now God has authorized you for increase?